about sharing energy. You play around D.C. and Virginia area. We're just a group of brothers came together, formed a group. Your brothers studying under the master drummer from Ghana, Africa. We have a brother and sister from Guyana, which is a place down in South America. So we're a group that came together and trying to share our knowledge and our wisdom about our people. I know it's a struggle, and we all know it's a struggle for y'all here. Same struggle for us outside of it. When I say us, y'all know what I mean. I mean black people. Just like y'all struggle, we struggle the same way. You look at the unemployment situation. Who are the most people don't have no job?
Blacks.
You look at the education. Who are the most uneducated people in America? America's supposed to be a free country. Yeah. Right. But we have some things to say about America and how we feel and think about it. And it's not that we're trying to be negative or anything like that, because wherever there's negative, there's positive. It's like a few over here may be negative, and a few over here positive are going to balance it out. It's going to make things work. And we're trying to do the same thing. We're just trying to balance out some of the energy that's in here. We're going to balance it out and try to feel each other and try to touch y'all. Get y'all to understand that don't give up. It's not about giving up. You're still young, and that's one of the key things is your youth. You can't give up, right? You got to be able to understand that everything that happens to you in your life happens for a certain reason. Everything. If you stump your toe, right, it's probably because you stole somebody's bubble gum or something. Everything happens for a reason. So the reason that you're in here now is for a reason for you to learn. And what you do is you take this and you learn from it so that you can move on to higher levels of understanding and of knowledge. And that's where you get your freedom. So I don't want to run my mouth too much, right? We got some music going to play. But the brother's going to introduce everybody. Is there anything you want to say? Just feel free to just open up, right? We don't want to be too formal when you're sitting around or the brother in the back. For all the what? You mean for the people in the group and stuff? I mean is try to spread a positive vibe so that everybody understands that everything that the world is as bad as the media and everything trying to make. But if you want people that are millionaires, people that got money, a lot of these people we know are white people, and we can't get on the line no more than that, but we know how they get most of their money. All the millionaires and stuff, right? But what we're trying to do is just share knowledge.
And each one teach one. Okay?
I'm from Virginia. This brother here is from Southeast. Born in Florida. His brother's from Guyana. He ain't from this country. His brother's from Virginia. His brother's from Philly. He's been down in this area. Sister's from Guyana. Anybody else? All the way in the back, actually. Fine. Am I Bob Marley? No, we're not going to sing in Bob Marley, but Bob Marley's here too, because what we're doing is the same thing that Bob Marley's doing, the same thing that
Malcolm,
right, because we know that's another thing that they
all the people.
So the way, right, you look at Malcolm, right, you look at Steve Biko, you look at Marcus Garvey, all these brothers were in prison in this country. And they made it to be great so that we know and talk about who they are. Big, and they came through the same type of situation.
Same oppression.
That's what it is. That's all it is. You look at NBC, you look at TV. Who the most people you see on TV? When you see us on TV, we acting out roles
negative.
That are somewhat negative. That's all it is. You know? That's all. Any more questions? So the first thing we're going to do is called Coltrane. I don't know if y'all familiar with John Coltrane, but he's a great black saxophone player. He was born in North Carolina, right? He played under some of the greater jazz musicians that are known. Very, very heavy brother. And he was about the same thing. I was saying, when I was singing the Bob Marley and us are the same thing, I started to say Michael Jackson. But we can't say Michael Jackson.
I'm not.
What is Michael saying? We're not trying to be negative with Michael Jackson. It's not to be negative and crap his music because the brother's bad and he got a lot of money. It's what everybody wants, right?
Is he helping y'all?
You see what there? Is he talking about? See, when you're talking about certain things, they don't give you no money. They just make you keep struggling and keep struggling. You have to go over and steal somebody's stuff over here, or steal some over there, or sell your box, or whatever, to try to make some money to make it, so that we can go play the numbers, right? Go play lottery numbers or whatever. You know, but all those things trying to help us struggle to get something, to get money so we can get our land and our nice home and future families and all that kind of stuff. But Michael Jackson isn't talking about. Not in his music. Personally, I don't know what he's talking about, but I don't know. Right. But we're gonna share some music with y'all.
Start that beat up.
They say,
run, run,
And I kind of see why wisdom must be taught. But where are the students? Remember, Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman. They shadows are real in this, the land of the slaves. Can't we see that the nucleus needs virtue? And they say, run, run. And I can see why wisdom must be taught. But where are the students? Waiting, waiting. Hiding, hiding. Crying, crying. Dying, dying. Fighting, fighting. Struggling, struggling. And they say, run, run. And I can't see why wisdom must be taught. But where are the students? Imprisoned by the eye, marching.
Itself in a positive way, though, as long as it's positive.
No more say, bro.
All right. All right. Okay.
We want you to feel it, man. We want you to touch it. We want you to touch it. We want you to listen to the words, because the words are important, too. A lot of people don't take time to, like, listen. It's important to listen what the other person is talking to.
Sam,
yeah, we've been around the church. We played down the Banneker. Y'all hit the Banneker. We've been playing down there Community Day. We would love to take y'all. We played the St. Patrick's All Girls High School.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Right. February 14th, we'll play again. Clear Black History Month celebration. Next year. We also play Earth Day in D.C. on Pennsylvania Avenue, right? Like right now with the White House coming.
Yeah.
You know, we still preach the same type of stuff, right? But we played down there. We went up to Ringwood, New Jersey, which is like an ecology center, like a nature place. Trails, natural baths, natural lakes and springs, stuff like that, natural foods, you know. It's way up in the hills. It's nice. Yeah. So we've been just spreading the vibe, you know. Ain't nobody giving up no money, right? It's not even about that. We're not even really asking anybody. We just know you.
How long y'all been doing?
2.5 years.
This isn't everybody.
Yeah, we just have a number of things.
Sometimes it's 2 of 1 of 7 of 8 of.
Y'all sound good though, man.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to spread the vibe, man. And it's like, I taught myself how to play the saxophone, right? I ain't anybody teach me. Nobody. I just pick one up. And it's, see, what it's about is, if your mind, you can do anything you want to do. Anything. All you got to do is put your hand to it. That's all. Whatever you want. Pick up some drums. Some of the baddest musicians that you know can't read music. Or when you look at Stevie Wonder, he can't even see. Right? So, you know, you can't get it to be no music, but, you know, it's just putting your mind to it, being able to want to do it, it's having a desire to want to do it. You know, there's a lot of people that go to school and go to all the main music colleges and all that kind of stuff. They come along and they can play, they know A, C, D, G, whatever it is, right, and all that, but they're not able to touch people. See, it's about music, it's not about being able to, because that's European. You know, European is white. Being able to have music written down, right, and then to have to...
That's called control.
You have to be able to learn the code, see, to be able to do it. But you don't even need the code. All you have to have is the desire to want to do it. And you can do it.
But you need the code to survive in America. See, y'all know that, right?
You need something to survive in America. What you need in America is money. Yeah. You need money. That's all America is about. If you don't have no money, then they don't want to have nothing to do with you. You need the money. So the way to get money, right, the way to get money, y'all, is not to want to be doing it illegally. Because that's what they want you to do.
So they can lie to you.
See, they want you to do. See, that's if you look at all the brothers, right? All the brothers. How many white boys there?
One.
One white. Right?
No. That's on the half the store.
All blacks.
And you go that's on the half the store.
In and out prison.
Out of darkness, home to the light.
Right? Prison, right? Another place is the army, the military. We see a lot of brothers. A lot of brothers got killed over there in Lebanon. A lot of brothers. Vietnam, no question. Over there, World War II, go back to our great-great-granddaddy who can help fight the Civil War. Same thing, we've been fighting for them, and we've built America up to what it is. Black people have. A lot of us don't know that, but we have. We've built it up. We made America what it is today, and now we got Reagan sitting in the White House, right, telling us they're cutting back on a lot of senior citizen programs. Right, they cut back on schools, different school supplies up on schools, all kinds of stuff, and it's affecting us. It's not affecting them. They can send their child to a private school.
Can't even say a prayer.
Right? Send them to a private school. They did. Can't pray. They send them to a private school, man, and they don't even deal with a public school. We can't afford that. We got to go to a public school. You know? Yeah, we're gonna keep on going.
Get down.
Somebody skipped the beat. I was standing all alone on the beach, or so I thought. What the heck? Now I'm chained and bound down here below the deck. Somebody skipped the beat. And the Plymouth Rock expedition turned out to be part of the start of my subjugation. With the Lady of Liberty shining her light for everyone else, not me. Somebody skipped the beat, because her kind of liberty ain't never been free. Skipped the beat, and offered no place else to go but directly to the ghetto, where a used to be queen will more than likely turn out to be a hoe. Somebody missed the beat. For sure, the only limousine ride will be to view the body of her little Johnny, who OD'd a few nights ago. Somebody skipped the beat. The lights are still bright on Broadway, flickering to the tap, tap, tapping of the parade of punk heels, while the Daily News confirms that the masses are confused, trying everything from space weapons to solar heat, as we dance out of step, because there are no answers yet. But one thing that we do know for sure is that somebody is giving me.
Outside. or sow seeds of government.
Thank you. Thank you.